If any country in the world is home to the Christmas carol, it has to be the Czech Republic. The tradition of carolling goes back centuries, and Czech Christmas music is a wonderfully rich mixture of spiritual, secular, classical and folk traditions. And so for today's special Christmas programme, we're going to be going on a musical journey into the world of Czech Christmas music. And I'm joined by somebody who knows a great deal more about it than most, Daniel Špička. Mr. Špička, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
You've been interested in Czech early music for many, many years, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true.
And yet by profession you're an architect.
Yes, I'm an architect. And I was very much interested in building early instrument from the 70s. And it took me to the early music sources and playing it.
So, literally, the architecture of music, is it?
Yes, exactly.
Given that this is a Christmas musical programme, let's play one of your favourite carols. Could you introduce it?
Well, this is not exactly the early music one, because it's the carol which I used to hear from my very, very young days, and it's Půjdem spolu do Betléma.
Which would translate as, let's go together to Bethlehem.
Yes, exactly. And it's so typical for musicians, shepherds, going to play to little Jesus.
And it's true in the Czech tradition, isn't it, that the shepherds always play instruments, don't they?
Yes.
That was the favourite Czech carol, Půjdem spolu do Betléma, Let's Go Together to Bethlehem, as performed by Muzika Bohemica. Mr. Špička, you have seen many changes over the years. Before we were recording, we were talking about how Christmas has changed over the last four decades. In what ways?
Well, I still remember my very early Christmases during the war, during the end of the war. And then, of course, when communists came to power, they wanted to wipe off the Christian character of Christmas. And in those days, when everything was difficult to buy, on one hand, people queued for everything, and churches were sometimes closed because of drunk hooligans who came to the midnight masses, the people started going back to the roots, reading about 17th, 18th and 19th century ways how to celebrate Christmas in a simple way.
This was a way of, reacting against the way that the communists trivialized Christmas.
Absolutely, yes. The symbol of so-called communist Christmas was Děda Mráz, in fact, the Father
Grandfather Frost.
Grandfather, yeah. Frost from Russia. And in fact, he looked exactly or very similar to Santa Claus. Nothing against Santa Claus, but he is the same sort of figure. And little Jesus, who is supposed to bring presents to Czech children, is above them because you can't see him. He is magic, mythical, and that's, I think, a great thing and great difference.
And, of course, that makes him makes it harder to secularize or to materialize the Czech tradition of the infant Jesus, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You've spoken about returning to earlier traditions of Czech Christmas music, and one of the very interesting figures from the Czech musical tradition is the 17th century composer Karel Václav Holan Rovenský, We're now going to hear something by him, aren't we?
Yes, it will be from his big collection Capella Regia Musicalis, 1693. And it's Unto Us a Child is Born, Děťátko rozkošné nám se narodilo.
Děťátko rozkošné nám se narodilo, v Betlémě Judově smutné navštívilo. Pro tebe, člověče, na zemi stoupilo. Pro tebe, člověče, na zemi stoupilo.
Děťátko rozkošné nám se narodilo, vedle mě Judově smutné navštívilo. Pro tebe, člověče, na zemi stoupilo.
Pro tebe, člověče, na zemi stoupilo.
Jeho jsou žádali, králové poznáři by je ti nemohli. Vy pak jsou z nehodní, jeho jsme spatřili.
Vy pak jsou z nehodní, jeho jsme spatřili.
Tento svět stáhla a pro nás pro hříšné chudobě přivedla.
A pro nás pro hříšné chudobě přivedla.
Žádný se nevyhne,
je hrozný poslední, smiluj se žádáme, je hrozný poslední, smiluj se žádáme.
So that was Unto Us a Child is Born, Děťátko rozkošné se nám narodilo, by Karel Václav Holan Rovensky. And he collected Christmas music, didn't he?
Yes, he collected in his big cancionale, which is a book full of music and tunes and text, called Capella Regia Musicalis, from 1693. And he collected all sorts of things, not only Christmas music, Easter music, music for Advent, and other tunes even from neighboring countries.
And so subsequent generations have been able to draw from the music that he collected.
Absolutely. In fact, it's quite easy even to read the manuscript and use it for playing, basically.
One thing that fascinates me is that the Czech Christmas musical tradition goes back so much further even than the 17th century. I mean, there's plenty of evidence, isn't there, of Czech Christmas carols being sung way back in the 14th century.
Yes. A Benedictine monk from Prague, Břevnov Monastery, Jan z Holešova, described about seven main things about celebrating Christmas, which, in fact, are extremely interesting, because when you read them, not many things have changed since then, which is incredible, 600 years. People are celebrating Christmas in a similar way as we do now. He tells us from the beginning that on the Christmas Eve people are fasting whole day. But what is more interesting is that he said that some people under the reign of devil do not fast. They overeat, they get drunk and gamble. So it's not much change from... And then, of course, he says that it's time of generosity and even cattle and trees get something from the Christmas table. And even the poorest farmer tries to give the best things to his family. At a time, people eat more fruit, which symbolizes the fact that God gave us his most noble fruit, Jesus Christ. That people give or make white bread, what we all know, this what we call in Czech vanočka. It's a special Christmas baked thing. That at Christmas people give each other nice presents, sometimes special scents or herbs. So even a poor person could afford to give some presents to somebody else. And then, of course, he mentions carols. He mentions carols in Latin. He names them. But he said they are sung in the home language, which means in Czech or Moravian Czech.
And another thing that I find fascinating in the Czech musical tradition, the Christmas musical tradition, is the way that traditions of church music and secular music and folk music and classical music, they seem to cross a lot, and there doesn't seem to be a strict divide. I mean, certainly there's a lot of that, isn't there, in the 18th century Moravian tradition of the pastorals.
You're right. The Christmas pastorals, as what you mentioned, are exactly the description of shepherds going to Bethlehem with their carols, with their bagpipes and wooden trumpets or instruments which shepherds usually played outside. And they are incorporated in the artistic music. And it was played in the church. And, well, folk musicians, they all took part in it.
So the pastorale was basically a musical nativity play that everybody would take part in
yes,
the church.
Everybody who knew how to play some instrument or sang, they did it together.
Now we're going to hear one. What will that be?
Well, it will be Pastorella in F from the second half of the 18th century by Seton Weissman. And apart from normal strings, you can hear bagpipes and other pastoral instruments.
That was part of a Christmas pastorella from Moravia, the Pastorella in F. Probably the most celebrated carol in the Czech Republic to this day is Narodil se Kristus Pan, Christ the Lord is born. It's a very old carol, isn't it?
Yes, they say it's from the 13th century. It was a Latin tune, The tune may be related to some other Central European tunes, but it's very distinctive. And, well, there are several kind of versions in various cancionals, which means music books from 17th and 18th and even 19th century. And it's interesting how it's still the same carol, but the tune may differ a bit.
And let's start with a more familiar version.
Yes, this is from cancionale Jan Rosenblut, 1601. Christ the King is born.
So that was one version of the carol, Narodilse Christus Pan.
Yes, in the cancionale from 1601 by Jan Rosenblut.
And now we're going to hear a slightly different version of the same carol.
Yes, from Václav Karel Holand Rovenský's cancionale 1657.
So there we can hear the differences between the two different versions of Narodilse Christus Pan. That was again the very famous Czech Christmas music, well, not just Christmas music composer from the 17th century, Karel Václav Holand Rovenský. Now we're rapidly running out of time, but I would like to ask you, Daniel Špička, how you traditionally celebrate Christmas?
Well, we try not to get drunk before midnight. I'm joking, you know. And we have fish soup.
which is a great Czech tradition.
We have carp or other fish because we are not mad about carp with potato salad. Mm-hmm. And then we had masses of Christmas cookies.
I mean, that's another great tradition. In fact, we've got some Christmas cookies here, which I have to admit are bought ones, actually. But there's a variety of different types of flavour.
They're lovely, and they are family specialties. In our family, it goes to early 19th century. Sometimes they are very difficult to make, you know. But
the same recipe has gone through generations.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. You know, people love it, you know, and they exchange it and so on.
And this, of course, is all on the evening of Christmas Eve. It's not like in most of the English-speaking world. Absolutely. Where Christmas is celebrated on the 25th. This is on the evening of the 24th.
And then we go sometimes to the midnight mass, trying to find out the best performance of Ryba midnight mass.
Which, again, is a very famous Czech Christmas mass, which we haven't had time to talk about today. But we are going to end with some more music. This is once again some Czech Christmas church music, and it's something particularly stirring, isn't it?
Well, this lovely, wonderful piece is Již slunce z hvězdy vyšlo, which could be translated now, the sun was born from the star. And it's again from the collection of Václav Karel Holan Rovensky. And here it's played as it would have been played in the church with the organ, choir, all possible instruments. Again, it's all in authentic instruments as it used to be in the 17th century, but it could sound quite grand and exhilarating.
And so we'll play that out at the end of the program, but just before we do that, we just have time to wish you, all our listeners around the world, a very happy Christmas.
Happy, happy Christmas to you.
And once again, Daniel Špička, architect and early music specialist and musician, I should add. Thank you very much indeed for joining us here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.